This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Kaveh Kagazi. A national education organization has filed a lawsuit against Lincoln University in Jefferson City over access to records. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports today the National Council on Teacher Quality sought records in November from Lincoln University, including course outlines. Lincoln estimated that providing records would require 42 hours of research and cost more than $840. The education group says it paid the bill and that Lincoln University refused to provide course outlines. The education organization says most of the documents could be located on the school's website within 2 minutes of searching. The lawsuit seeks a refund and requests the school be ordered to pay civil penalties. Officials in Cole County approved a proposal to add 15 new digital tornado sirens last week. The total cost of the new sirens will be close to $500,000 for the entire county. Jefferson City Council member Ralph Bray says the community will feel safer with the new sirens.
For the first time, the community will be able to receive warnings in different parts of the city depending on, you know, what the emergency is. With the old system, you know, all the sirens were either on or they were off.
Work is expected to begin in August and completed before the winter of 2012. Plans in Columbia for a downtown tailgating event at MU's Friday home football games are beginning to take shape. Columbia's Downtown Community Improvement District Board votes tonight on whether to approve the proposed street closures for Tigertown. Tigertown organizer Greg Steinhoff says beyond the things that need to be approved, committees are working on the logistics.
We're really into just executing an event plan right now. We've hired an event planner. We have to raise the money. We have to do the marketing, put together the materials, put together the promotional campaign. So now you're into that execution mode where we got to just get it done.
Steinhoff says they are working on a transportation system that will take fans to and from the stadium and recruiting volunteers to act as hosts or hostesses for the event. A report released by the Missouri Department of Mental Health shows teens in Callaway County report higher alcohol and drug use than teens anywhere else in Missouri. In the 2010 Missouri Student Survey, nearly 25% of Callaway County youth reported using alcohol in the previous 30 days, compared to the state average of 19.8%. Holt Summit Police Lieutenant Brian Reed says this phenomenon is causing trouble in more ways than one.
We see it related more and more to problems. I mean, some of it is criminal activity, some of it's fighting, some of it's curfew violations, running away, parents not being able to locate their children.
The report also showed Callaway teens had higher binge drinking, prescription, and over-the-counter drug use compared to the averages for Missouri. For KBIA News, I'm Kaveh Kagazi.